Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks. It's February 1st, Super Bowl Sunday. Broadcasting from the Michigan winter wonderland, and it's proven to be that today. We got a blizzard going on out there. They can hardly see the vehicles. I want to thank you, everyone, for being patient. We're trying to move forward on this. We're not sure if Blog Talk is going to be the home for this, but we do want to put out something. Things are getting weird in the Patriot community. They always kind of weird. But if you've been following this Gray State Crowley family thing, you know, I don't have enough information to decide one way or the other. You know, I'm about to give up on the page until this week, when a lot of different things came out that you might want to take a look with, you know, take a look at. It's called Justice for David Crowley and Family. It's over there on the old Facebook machine. I don't know if you want to engage them. I have. It always hasn't been great results, but you know, you're talking to a guy who gets in weekly arguments with the National Park Service on their Facebook pages. You know, it's sad that it happened. I think the movie is ever going to come out now. You know, if the police did seize all his computers and stuff, you know, it's going to be caught up in court, and I just don't think it's going to come out. And I'm not sure if people wanted to. And if you look at the latest trend now, you know, a lot of people are calling it a psyops. And I don't know. All I know is that if you look what, you know, Black Ops did do in the Vietnam War, and even at Walter Reed in the 70s, you know, if you went back to that time, and those are confirmed reports, you know, that's something that's already been admitted to what stuff was going on, especially the Vietnam part. if you go back in time and you tell those people this is how your government is conducting yourself, you'd more than likely be sent to a home. So, we really don't have any idea the capability of them now, although, that's the last thing I think we all want to say for sure. We, as I said before, we're not really sure if Blog Talk is going to be the way we're going to go. I think it's going to have to do now for the pre-recorded stuff. We're working on a list of shows that would go all week, not just one day. I think I'll probably do this one on Sunday, but I'm not really sure if that's going to stick. you know, the Patriot community is pretty fickle. You know, some of the people that I've been talking to lately, group-wise, I'm pretty impressed with. I'm kind of excited with some of the things they're doing and being a little bit a part of it. You know, the Nationals, we're going to have a show on national groups here shortly. It's not my idea, but there was an idea that came down from another network, and I've been invited to sit in on that roundtable, and we're also going to broadcast a little bit of it here. Get back to this Gray State thing. There's a YouTube video out there that came out January 18th by an Anthony Antello. It's called Silence is Compliance Live, David Crowley and Family. That's a pretty good one if you want to go over and take a look. Actually, all you have to do is put in Gray State in YouTube, and you'll probably get no less than 100 videos. So I most certainly don't want to, you know, turn that page here. We also looks like it appears that BP oil workers are going on strike, so that could turn to be interesting. Although I got to tell you, I don't know about you guys, but I've been it's been awesome paying dollar something a gallon for gas. So I sure hope it doesn't go up, but it looks like it might. If you guys have any questions, please free to let us know. If you have any ideas, and obviously we want to hear them. You know, again, this is a more or less a test broadcast. We want to see how it all works out. It's going to begin on Sunday, February 1st. We're going to try to put it out in an actual broadcast. We actually started last week, so at the beginning of the episode, it'll be a little bit from last week. Mostly it's rambling, but again, the point is to see what it sounds like. Anything else? And I hope you guys enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday commercials. The game, I'm not really sure it's going to be much of a game. You know, I'm not a big Patriots fan. But anyway, have a great Sunday. Take care of yourself. If you're in a group, train, train, train. If you're not in a group, train, train, train. You know, some new dates came out to when things are going to get bad. You know, there's the Patriot community is a mixture of three or four actual, you know, Tea Party, Truthers, Hoaxers, so on and so on. And, you know, the Hoaxers changed their date from 2015 to 2017, sometime in the wintertime. If you're watching the dollar, which reminds me, if you go over to Tank and Tony on the Facebook, Tony's a whiz in the financial market. If you have any questions about the dollar, that's where I would go. That's where I go. Other than that, we hope everyone stay safe, stay warm, and God bless.